Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A Juneau lawmaker who broke with his caucus over handling of smoking legislation has been removed as chair of the Legislative Council. House Speaker Bryce Edgman removed Representative Sam Keto III from the seat on Monday, replacing him with Representative David Guttenberg. Keto had been part of the House Majority Coalition, but the Juneau Democrat distanced himself from the group after expressing frustration in April with Representative Gabrielle Ledoux's handling of a smoke-free workplace bill. Ledoux, a coalition member, refused to schedule the bill for a vote until the end of the session, despite it having widespread support. Keto's vote was critical to the state operating budget passing the House. He says he sought adequate funding for Alaska's ferry system to help ensure his vote. Neither Keto nor Guttenberg plans to seek re-election this fall. The Alaska Marine Highway System has a new top official. State Transportation Commissioner Mark Lucan yesterday appointed Shirley Markhart as executive director of the ferry system. Markhart served as mayor of Unalaska, the ferry system's westernmost port. She represented her region on the state's Marine Transportation Advisory Board for more than a decade. She's also worked for seafood processors and a barge line. Markhart will oversee an initiative to change the system from a state agency to a public corporation, and she says that's part of what attracted her to the job.
It's such a different way to look at operating the ferry system, but clearly what we've been doing in the past almost 20 years is not working real well.
The executive director's job is new. It replaces the deputy commissioner of marine transportation, which has been open for about a year. Robert Venables chairs the Marine Transportation Advisory Board, and he says Markhart will bring business experience to the system as well as what's called the Ferry Reform Project.
She really understands the maritime industry, and she understands the community importance of the marine transportation mission of the Alaska Marine Highway System. And so she's very well-rounded, and I think she's going to bring a great depth of expertise and executive decision-making.
Markhart will begin her job early next month. She'll move to Ketchikan from Anchorage, where she's been the governor's director of boards and commissions. And a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers team is planning the formal decommissioning of the only nuclear power plant ever built in Alaska. The Fairbanks Daily News Miner reports that Fort Greely's SM-1A plant provided steam and electricity to the Army post near Delta Junction off and on between 1962 and 1972. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers team says it's expected to take about 10 years to plan, contract out, and then clean up the site. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for sunny and clear conditions for today and tonight. High temperatures should be about 65 to 70 degrees. Low tonight, about 35 to 40 degrees. I'm Matt Miller. That's the latest.